Anyway, about 5 years ago, I went to a primitive skills gathering, and this was a great opportunity for me to see what the white people were all about when we got to looking at our roots and how to survive with nature. And I took my 10-year-old daughter, who was quite interested in Indians at the time. She's since outgrown that, she says, and she's into her 15-year-old shopping and everything else that we get into. So anyway, there was a period there where that was the thing to do, and to find out what this was all about, to try to go to the limit of living with Stone Age resources, Stone Age techniques, and see what we could do with it. And so, once again, it wasn't all purity of political correctness and so on. These people who were living like that a large part of their lives were, generally speaking, teachers and college instructors, and they traveled around the continent giving workshops and so on. So, you know, it wasn't about purity. It was about doing what feels best on a personal level and doing what feels best vis-a-vis nature. It's between me and nature, between us and nature. And it's about, like I said before, not only survival, but a more meaningful sense of culture, because we can't do it alone. We might be the best mountain man or mountain woman in the world, but if we're doing it all alone, it's not even the most efficient way. So we have to learn to do it together. And this is where other kinds of skills, besides just tool making and food gathering, come in. It's more like music making, storytelling, and learning how to get along with each other, as well as in our own spirit of harmony with nature. How it feels, moment by moment, day by day.